"Not sure," I answered. The officer went through the case with great care. You know, the officer examined the case carefully, thoroughly, with great care. 那么侧重强调相当的仔细，相当仔细的把这个手提箱检查了一遍。All the things I had packed so carefully were soon in a dreadful mess. 我精心打包的东西现在变得是乱七八糟了。In a mess. 介词 in 和名词搭配表示一种状态。So in a mess. 乱作一团。在第二课难点当中我们已经讲到这个内容。秩序井然 in good order。身体健康 in good health， 心情好 in a good mood， 脾气好 in a good temper。 那么同学们是否还记得这用法呢？ The case was soon in a dreadful mess。 那么这个手提箱很快就变得乱七八糟。 I felt sure I would never be able to close the case againSuddenly, I saw the officer's face light up. Light up. It means what? Suddenly looked pleased and happy. 那么这个动词短语所表达的概念表示喜气洋洋，容光焕发。Suddenly looked pleased and happy. Now, listen to me carefully. Martha's face lit up.When she saw her old friend, Martha's face lit up. When she saw her old friend, 玛莎一见的老朋友就满面春风。His face lighted up at the small triumph. His face lighted up at the small triumph. 那么这个小小的胜利就使得他容光焕发，喜气洋洋，春风满面哈。那么同学们发现无论我们在用 light up， 它的主语常常是 somebody's face， 当然也可以用 somebody。 Tom really lighted up when he saw the new bicycle。 Tom 看到这辆新自行车喜气洋洋啊。 light 的过去式过去分词既可以是 lit 也可以是 lighted，但是如果我们运用过去分词做定语表示被点燃的，只能运用 lighted。 一支被点燃的雪茄， a lighted cigar。 点燃的火炬， a lighted stick。 OK， now move back to line 15， 再次回到第15行。 He had spotted a tiny bottle at the bottom of my caseAnd he pounced on it with delight. The custom officer's face lighted up. 那么这位警官是突然是春风满面，容光焕发。So we know he felt delighted. 那我们大家知道他是欣喜若狂啊。所以下文作者用到了介词短语 with delight， 欣喜若狂的。With 和抽象名词搭配，那么。表示内心充满了一种感情。 For example， 自信的 with confidence， 细心的 with care， 骄傲的 with pride， 欣喜若狂的 with delight， 内心充满惊讶的 with surprise。 OK， 在本句 pounce on 表达向什么什么猛扑过去，对什么大做文章。那么这位警官欣喜若狂地向这个小瓶子扑了上去，可以说是一种非常夸张的口气。 OK now translate my sentence please. The policeman pounced on the thief. The policeman pounced on the thief. 警察扑上去抓那小偷。 Now don't pounce on my mistake. Don't pounce on my mistake.不要抓住我的错误大做文章了。Perfume, he asked sarcastically. 他讽刺地问道，香水啊。You should have declared that. 你本应该申报的。We know perfume is not exempt from import duty. 那么香水是不能免除进口税的。Should have 和过去分词搭配表示本应该做某事，而对方却没有做，所以说话人具有谴责性的味道。你本应该早五分钟到这儿。You should have arrived here 5 minutes earlier. 你本应该告诉我这件事情的。You should have told me about it. 那么如果表达本不应该做某事，我们采用否定式形式 shouldn't have done. Perfume is not exempt from import duty. Exempt.免除的，那么这个形容词本身就表示被免除的，它是一个形容词，所以要和 be 动词搭配 be exempt from. I think you know how to use it. Drinks are not exempt from import duty. Perfume is not exempt from import duty either. Okay.But it isn't perfume, I said. It's hair gel. 这是一种发胶。Then I added with a smell. 然后我又笑着补充说 It's a strange mixture I made myself. As I expected, he did not believe me. As 关系代词引导非限制性定语从句，那么它所指的内容就是主句的整个句子的含义。I expected that he didn't believe me. 正如我所预料的，他根本不相信我。那么常用的表达方式，众所周知，地球是圆的。As we know, the earth is round. 正如布勒恩所指出的，戒烟是世界上最容易的事情，因为他本人已经戒了好多次了。As Brian pointed out, it is the easiest thing.To give up smoking in the world, because he has already done it many times. Okay. 那么，如果我们强调，正如某人所提及的 ，as somebody mentioned， 正如我很快得知的 ，as I soon learned。那么，运用关系代词 as 和位置最大的区别 ，as 所引导的非限制定语从句可以用在主句之前，而位置所引导的非限制性定语从句只能用在主句之后。Try it, I said encouragingly. 我鼓励地说，注意这里的副词形式 encouragingly. The officer unscrewed the cap and put the bottle to his nostrils. He was greeted by an unpleasant smell, which convinced him that I was telling the truth.He was greeted by an unpleasant smell. You know, an unpleasant smell greeted him. 那么 great, 基本它的含义大家很清楚，表示迎接、打招呼、致意、问候。那么在这里，我们一定要理解为觉察到。For example, I woke up and was greeted by a bird song.我醒来的时候，耳际是鸟语声声。Inside the room, a dreadful mess greeted us. 房间内一堆乱七八糟的东西呈现在我们的眼前。所以呢 ，the great， 那么在这个表达方式当中，可以表示觉察到，呈现在某人的眼前，在某人的耳边 ，that means meet the eyes, ears suddenly. Now translate a sentence, please.他进入厨房的时候，一股烟味扑入他的鼻子。When he went into the kitchen, a smell greeted him. Okay, now please move back to the last sentence. 请同学们来回答课文的最后一句话。A few minutes later, I was able to hurry away with precious chalk marks on my luggage.The writer used the adjective precious. Of course, the chalk marks were not valuable, but it was really difficult for the writer to get the permission to go through the green channel. So that's why the writer used the word precious.
那么对于这个作者来讲，要得到允许离开这个绿色通道，经过的绿色通道难度实在太大，所以作者用到了一个词 precious， 很珍贵的。那么我终于被放行，手提着画着宝贵粉笔记号的行李，匆匆的离去了。
Do you have any problem about the text? Okay, please read the text over and over again.